The death of Thomas S. Monson leaves a vacancy at the head of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As KUER's Lee Hale reports, if tradition holds, the next leader of the church will be Apostle Russell M. Nelson.
Before he was an apostle, Nelson was a world-renowned heart surgeon. During his career, he led thoracic surgery departments at both the University of Utah and LDS Hospital in Salt Lake City. And at times, stories from the operating room made it into his talks to church members.
We tested the valve and found the leak to be reduced remarkably. My assistant said, "It's a miracle." I responded, "It's an answer to prayer."
Nelson was called to be an apostle, a member of the second highest governing body of the church, back in 1984. One of his first assignments was overseeing church operations in the former Soviet Union. Since then, he's traveled all over the world on church business, including Africa, Central Asia, and China. He can even speak a little Mandarin. Nelson has served as the president of the Quorum of the Twelve since 2015. From that position, he's defended a church policy which prohibits the children of gay members from being baptized without special permission, calling it the will of the Lord. Nelson has also said he wants more female influence in the church.
My dear sisters, whatever your calling, whatever your circumstances, we need your impressions, your insights, and your inspiration.
At age 93, Nelson is expected to be the oldest man ever called to be the president and prophet of the LDS Church. But as of now, he seems to be in good health and still keeps a very active schedule. Lee Hale, KUER News.